Three senior ministers in France are under investigation after nearly 100 complaints were filed by doctors, patients, and the families of victims of the coronavirus. They are accused of failing to act quickly enough to stop the pandemic. France is the first country to launch such a probe. But as reporter Rebecca Rossman reports, those behind the landmark investigation hope it will encourage others elsewhere.
In February, Ludovic Thoreau, a doctor working in the Paris suburbs, wrote the French government with a stark warning. The new coronavirus first seen in China was circulating widely in France, he said, and hospitals were not prepared.
Nous avons demandé au gouvernement des masques et des tests. Rien.
In the letter, Thoreau says he begged the government to send more test kits, masks, and other protective gear to his hospital. But for months, nothing came. Then Thoreau's worst fears became reality. Hospital staff started falling ill with the virus. Two of his colleagues died. He says these deaths, and many others, could have been prevented if the state had acted quicker and been better prepared. France's death toll has exceeded 30,000 so far, the third worst total in Europe.
Et ça, c'est inadmissible.
How is it possible that in France, the sixth largest world power, we didn't have enough equipment to protect us?
In March, Thoreau and his colleagues filed complaints against then-Prime Minister Edouard Philippe, along with the former Health Minister Agnès Buzyn and her replacement, Olivier Véran. Earlier this month, a special court said it would investigate some of the accusations, including that all three had, quote, failed to fight a disaster. If convicted, they could face up to 2 years in jail and thousands of euros in fines. Fabrice Divizio is the lawyer representing Thoreau and other doctors. He says the final straw was an interview former Health Minister Buzyn gave to the newspaper Le Monde in mid-March, declaring that she knew that in January how bad the pandemic was going to be.
Elle va dire, j'ai pleuré parce que je savais que la vague du tsunami.
And she said, quote, I cried because I knew that the tsunami wave was coming our way. The issue with that is that doctors didn't have any masks. They didn't have any tests or scrubs. We had doctors die because of this. So when we heard her say that, we thought it was insane.
Ensuite, sur l'article du Monde. D'abord, ça n'est ni un interview et encore moins une déclaration.
When probed about the interview at a recent parliamentary hearing, Buzyn said her words were taken out of context. Other countries have begun looking into similar investigations. Prosecutors in northern Italy questioned the Italian prime minister last month over his government's handling of the pandemic response. Alexis Poulon is a French journalist and founder of the political news site Le Monde Moderne. He says the French investigation has great symbolism, but he doubts the accused will face any punishment.
Because in France, we have a long history of elected people being never responsible and never guilty, whatever they do. It seems that being elected is immunity better than any other in front of justice.
But Dr. Ludovic Thoreau says it's not about putting the ministers in jail or ending their political careers. It's about holding politicians accountable and acknowledging their mistakes.
Mais je dirais que dans tous les pays, ça doit être comme ça.
Otherwise, he says, we can't call France a democracy. That's what you call a monarchy. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.